All right. Welcome, everybody, to Volume 3 of the Padawan Great Get-Together. This is the most nightmarish get-together yet prediction early on here. Today, we're going to be reviewing the holiday special, but let's get some formalities out of the way before we get into that fucking nightmare. So, just a few things, a little housekeeping here. You're going to want to make sure to follow us on Twitter if you're not already. You can follow us at Padawans. The Master of Ceremonies, Matt, does an admirable job checking in on our at Padawans account and getting that thing going. Poor Matt also is stuck running the email account, podwanspod at gmail.com. That's why you're the president.
Well, you guys all have the password, so you could go see it if you wanted to.
Oh, I have a hard enough time managing my own email address.
I don't think I have the password, actually.
We're going to give Michaela the password, and Michaela is going to be the new moderator of the Gmail. So if somebody sends you a bunch of awful, horrible things, just reach out to Michaela, be her problem.
Sounds great. You can also DM me on Twitter, at Fleetwood Mac.
There you go. So send all complaints to at Fleetwood Mac on Twitter. Make sure it's spelled properly, though, because you don't want to send it to the official band.
I think Stevie Nicks would love that, honestly.
She definitely runs their Twitter account, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
We do have a site up. Now, we're hosted by Anchor, so you can go to anchor.fm/Padawans. So that's where you can find us on the interwebs. So I am Tom from the Clone Cast. Myself and my buddy Adam, we do a twice weekly review of the Clone Wars, watching in chronological order. Also joining me today is from the Jar Jar Thinks podcast. Hey, Michaela, how are you?
Hey, Tom, I'm great. We record 2 times a year, so.
They had a lot of fire content coming out up until about July, and then they apparently all just...
We died. Everyone died.
And from a certain point askew, that would be Matt from a certain point askew. How are you doing, Matt?
Doing great. Yeah, our show is mostly reviewing kind of the current Star Wars topics. We did just do a Rebels review, which I'm excited that you'll be able to watch that soon, Tom, because it's a fucking great show. But yeah, you can find our Twitter at FACPAPod.
Yes, indeed. Also on the network is Vader's Thoughts. You can follow them at Vader Thinks and the Wayfinder Pod. They are at Wayfinder Pod. Also, most things Kenobi at MTK_Kenobi. But we have only represented today by Jar Jar Thinks, Clone Cast, and from a certain point askew. But as always, we have the resident superfan hopping in. The Athorian Historian, how are you, sir?
Hello, I'm good. I'm recovering from my family Christmas party today. I've had a few drinks and I'll have a few more.
Cheers to that.
You have anything else that you've been working on?
No, nothing at all.
I was referring to the bong you were smoking when I entered.
Oh, yeah. No, I finished that.
He's got a whole wide variety of uppers and downers there on his end of things.
I've got the full collection. Way.
You got to keep doing one of each. It levels out.
Yep. Balance yourself, sir.
I am on a tightrope.
Bring balance to the force.
Yeah. The Athorian Historian is the great unknown, the great mystery of the gray Jedi that balances the light and the dark. Getting completely drunk, that's the dark. And then getting really high, that's the light. So you're right down that middle. You're in that middle there.
Oh, I'm straight down Center Street, baby.
Gray Jedi. So before we get into the holiday special, we are supporting a fundraiser this holiday season. It's for the Clashing Sabers Network. And Matt, I don't know if you want to give us a little bit of a lowdown on that. I'm sure we'll have links in our description for the episode, but if you just want to give us a run through.
Yeah, it's their third annual book drive. And it says the goal is to put Star Wars books into classrooms across the country. Over the years, they've been able to put over 1,000 books into classrooms and impact hundreds of students. But it takes fans like you guys, like us, to make that happen. So you can buy raffle tickets for a chance to win some special prizes, which includes books signed by Charles Soule, Claudia Gray, Delilah S. Dawson, and Kevin Scott. Also some cool artwork by Roberto Venegas, including a really cool throne shot with Maul sitting on it that I'm sure Tom would like to win and burn in his fireplace.
Yes. Torch.
But 100% of your donations go directly to buying and shipping Star Wars books to classrooms. So their goal is $2,000. I haven't checked it lately. I think there's still a ways to go. So please, you know, participate in that and get them to their goal.
Yeah, and there's some cool Black Series as well. I'm a big Hasbro Black Series collectible guy, and so is my co-host. So I'm definitely going to be buying some raffle tickets for those before it expires. So I believe one of the Leia ones is signed by Claudia Gray, which is pretty cool. So I believe I'm going to be throwing a handful of raffle tickets that way. So check it out. It's going to be pretty sweet.
I think it ends January 7th, if I'm
Yeah,
not
you
mistaken.
Got time. We got some time here for sure.
I definitely want to get my hands on that mall artwork. That way when Tom and I do get married, I can put it right above our fireplace.
Front
and
center.
And it'll have an accident. It'll just fall one night in the middle of the night right into the burning fire.
And then divorce.
He's a real piece of... I mean, you all heard how he's a real piece of shit, right? He's a real piece...
Oh, really?
Oh, he's a piece of shit.
Oh.
Right. Yeah. Although he would have been a welcome addition to the holiday special. I mean, wouldn't take much.
There.
Yeah, just give us anything. Where do we even start with this fucking thing?
Well, a couple things. One, did you see the modern trailer that I forwarded to you guys that my brother had sent me?
Looked great.
Oh, man.
Looked great.
It looked really great. But yeah, I when I first went to watch this, I was like, for some dumb reason, I went on Disney Plus. Like, it's not here. Of course it's not
nope.
here.
No, it's literally porn at points, so I don't think they could. I don't think you can put it on the Disney fucking the Disney platform. This is honestly, there's a few scenes that belong in like Cinemax at 2:30 in the morning. Like, it's a little horny. It's fucking weird, man.
Cinemax $4.95.
Yeah.
It's very strange. I don't know how, by the way, I don't know which version you watched on YouTube, but this preempted Wonder Woman and Incredible Hulk. Come on. I think that's a bad decision.
Yeah, I did see that at the start. I didn't notice Wonder Woman, but I did see the Incredible Hulk will not be seen tonight.
Oops.
Well, I mean, I guess let's list any positives. Can we each say one positive thing before we go into the negatives?
I got a bunch of them.
Yeah. Now, my positive is it's when the young Wookiee. Now, I watched this 4 days ago, so I've already mentally blocked out most of this nightmare from my head, and I was not about to watch. I didn't take notes, all right? I'm not going to fucking take notes on that. And
come on.
No, it wasn't getting the full treatment. It was not going to, that wasn't happening. So I didn't take notes, and it was 4 days ago. So I've probably forgotten a few things, and that's probably a good thing. The sooner we get away from this, the better.
See, I did take notes.
So did
I. I was also super crossfaded, and I was so crossfaded that Laura and I only watched about half of it and then could not watch it anymore. So
yeah, it drags.
Yep.
Just it drags. For reference, one of my first notes is, damn, that's a cool treehouse.
All right, yeah, that's a good positive to start. So we're on Kashyyyk, which, as we all know, is the Wookiee homeworld. They don't name Kashyyyk in this. Obviously, that's not something they had worked out yet. But they are on the Wookiee homeworld, and the Wookiees all live in some fucking badass treehouses. And this is like, this is next level treehouse. This is a 1,500 square foot treehouse, multiple levels. It has like a working gas furnace. It has electricity. it's some high tech fucking treehouses. The Wookiees aren't starved for luxuries. I'll say that. It's nice. I mean, I could live there.
It's also 800 feet in the air. So
yeah,
it's honestly a way to live. It really is.
Yeah. Well, my first note is we see Lumpy. Is it the little one?
Okay. Lumpy? Yeah. Lumpy. Yeah.
We see Lumpy and he's walking along the fucking railing like he does it all the goddamn time.
Yeah. Right. Like a cat.
Are we sure it's 800 feet? Is that like a cannon?
Well, he's not. It doesn't matter. He's not surviving the fall from the angle I saw.
I don't know.
If he's down, he's done. Lumpy's done.
Maybe Wookiees are like cats. Maybe he'll always land on his feet.
Maybe.
Lands on his feet.
If breeze comes through, Lumpy's paralyzed at minimum.
That's billions of years of Wookiee evolution. They're not falling. Yeah. It's like you and I just walking down on the sidewalk. It's nothing. Although play it up like he's balancing and this is some daring attempt.
Oh, well, they could have like toe thumbs or whatever and then they're fine.
Yeah, do we ever get a good look at the Wookiee foot pad? We need to see what they got going on down there.
We do. There's a lot of parts of the Wookiee we need to see, I think. There's a lot of anatomy parts of the Wookiee.
Well, you just got to go hang out with Grandpa Itchy enough and you'll eventually see all the parts.
Grandpa Itchy's a war hero. Hold on. Come on.
He is a warrior.
Don't you like how, though, they started out by showing us Han and Chewie? So you first think, like, oh, okay. And even though it looks like the budget for this entire thing is about $12, it looks like you can almost see a guy's hand, like, bringing those Star Destroyers through. It's so clunky and horrible.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Obviously, they cut in some A New Hope scenes a little bit just to try to make it look a little bit better, like the Darth scene later. But they give you that taste, you look at the Falcon's like cockpit and it's like, this looks like it's made of cardboard. This is not the Falcon.
No, this is literally like a, if a kid went to like Michael's Arts and Crafts and really went to town with building his own like custom Millennium Falcon bridge or something like that. Like a talented fifth grader did this.
Yes.
But a fifth grader nonetheless.
Yeah. did you find yourself thinking throughout this show, did CBS have like some grotesque crimes that these actors had committed on camera? Because why are these people doing this? Like, I felt like they either had to be under some severe contract order to be participating in this, or they got duped thinking Lucas was going to be involved and then he pulled out and they're like, what the fuck, George?
Yeah. I got to assume that they were like contractually bound somehow to do this, because there's no way, you know, whenever you see something that really fucking sucks, you must be like sitting there thinking, like, especially when it's like a big budget thing. Not that this was big budget, but when you see like an actor, like a well-known actor who has done like big roles and has been in successful films, and they're doing just a total whatever, what amounts to a piece of shit at the end, you have to imagine that while they're doing that, they're like, oh, this fucking sucks. Like, they must know at that point, like, that it's a fucking clown show, right?
No, they definitely know. It's just, once you sign on to a project, the amount of effort it takes to get out of that contract is a lot. So, I feel like with this particular case, it was probably, like, some other big project, and it just happened. They were like, so, we're gonna sign you onto this for this salary, but you have to make a cameo in... this really shitty Star Wars Christmas special.
Yeah.
Well, this was right after New Hope, right? So
yeah, it was the year later.
They weren't that huge as stars yet. Budget was $1 million. That's pretty good.
Wow.
But I heard Carrie Fisher demanded that she had a musical number. That was her call.
Oh.
She wanted that.
Okay, so I don't feel so awful about cringing the whole fucking time.
I think she was like... She was like, I'm going to be, you know, a musical star along with this Star Wars stuff. And she wanted to showcase herself in it. I believe that she wanted to do it.
So, I mean, they were big stars in the sense that Star Wars was a massive hit. But they weren't.
Right, but
it's not like it's Harrison Ford in 1995.
They weren't established.
That, like, that he's Indiana Jones and fucking Han Solo. He's not commanding that quite
this
yet.
This was their big breakthrough.
Their big break, like, was Star Wars. So.
Yes.
It had just gotten popular, and they owed that project. Like, they were probably contractually obligated to do side projects. And then, obviously, since it took off so well, they could also make some demands, like Carrie wanting to have a song in the special.
A beautiful song.
Well, so beautiful.
Let's get into this Wookiee scene, though. Because, first of all, it's like, what the fuck are they saying? There's 10 minutes. There's no subtitles. We have no idea what they're talking about. And it just kind of goes back and forth. I love the fact that they've got Mala is her name, his wife.
Who looks like Kesha, by the way. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
God damn it.
Like,
God
that,
damn it.
Like heavy mascara around Nala's eyes. And I was just like, what the fuck is that? And I was like, oh, that's like a anthropomorphic bear Kesha. Like, it's like if Kesha was a reverse Animorph. You know, it was like Animorphs were the people turn into animals, those old kids' books. That's a reverse Animorph Kesha.
And she's got an apron on. They're like really, you know, humanizing the experience. Like, see, she's just in the kitchen working on, you know, and then she has the whole argument with Lumpy, and Lumpy's being a shithead and not doing what she asked. And I'm like, boy, that's way too familiar. I got kids. But it was funny because I look in the YouTube comments and somebody put the first 5 minutes of dialogue is so well written.
If you speak Wookiee, I'm sure it is absolute just brilliance. Like, this is Emmy award winning shit. And that right off the bat, it just shows that this whole thing is misunderstood based on our own shallowness and not being able to speak this dialect.
Yes.
It's our failure as humans. It's not the failure of the producers of the film. It's the failure of society as a whole.
Yeah, it's our fault. It's our fault.
This was definitely written by Wookiee Shakespeare, so...
At one point, I think one of them says, like, I love you, under their gargles, and they didn't cut it.
What if, like, in Wookiee speak, it is this, like, deep, deep dialogue where it's like, lo, woe is me. Why, mother, why have you taken my toys? You know, and it's just, it's just like legit like Shakespeare sonnets and shit. And it's just this mind-blowing dialogue.
Wookiee Spear. Somebody, by the way, I meant to mention this when I was looking at, I think it was on the Wikipedia page for this special, but somebody noted like what a critic said about this whole show. And they said, quote, "I'm not convinced the special wasn't ultimately written and directed by a sentient bag of cocaine."
Yeah.
Just, they walk in to shoot the thing, and some, like, just random CBS exec comes in, and they're all just, like, sitting around, like, being handed the script, and they kind of just look around, like, who's directing? You see the CBS exec just take, like, a big fucking bag of cocaine, drop it on a desk, and then, like, slowly back away.
Don't stop, you're numb.
I'm picturing the exec dropping it into a director's chair, pulling some googly eyes out of their pocket and just putting googly eyes on the bag, and then slowly backing out.
How many people do we think died of overdoses while filming this thing?
Oh man,
no, I was clean back then. They're fine.
They went through like 4 itchies. Like it just, just people dropping dead.
It's hot in that suit.
But yeah, I mean, okay, so the first 15 minutes we've been talking about here, but the first 15 minutes are literally just Wookiee dialogue.
It's like 2 hours.
Yeah, it feels forever because it's just like 10, 15 minutes of just Chewbacca noises. So this is Chewbacca's family. So we have his son, Thumper. What the fuck is his name?
Lumpy.
He's not very lumpy. I don't get that.
Well,
we have his wife, anamorphic anamorph Kesha. What's Nala? Nala's
Mala. I think it's Mala with an M. Yeah.
Okay, and then finally we have his father, who is Itchy, but I think his real name is Attichuck.
Yeah,
Attichuck. Yeah, I don't know.
So, I was calling him Sticky for what we get into later.
Ooh,
I will. I admire
like
the attention to detail.
I like that.
Yeah, he does some questionable things.
It's fine.
But like,
it's fine.
He's gray. So, you know, I like the attention to detail that he's the older, he's got the hunchback, he's gray, he's an older Wookiee. So obviously their fur goes gray as they get older. That was interesting. That was a nice added detail for him.
He was a gunner in the Battle of Kashyyyk.
Really?
The Clone Wars. Yep. And he was throwing thermal detonators, and he learned to throw those thermal detonators using the same device we'll see him use later.
Wait. Ithorian.
In a virtual reality game where he practiced throwing them, I guess, according to the Wikipedia.
Is this real?
Yeah.
That's canon? No,
yeah. Yeah. I'm looking. Yeah. That's the canon part. It's just crazy.
So this is like 19 years post. This is like 19 years. What
they
the fuck happened
to him
in 19
years? They wanted to
years?
Show him dying in Revenge of the Sith, but they cut it.
Oh my god.
Really?
Yeah. Well, and that would have fucked up all the canon. That could have killed him. He's out here. But that's what George wanted to do, but they cut it.
Okay.
What is it about the Star Wars universe that we're seeing these people where it's only been 10 to 20 years, Obi-Wan for example, and they have just aged 50 full fucking years?
Yeah.
War is
well,
hell.
I think the problem with Obi-Wan arises from like he's supposed to be like 55. What? Wait, Alec Guinness was in his 50s then, wasn't he?
I just want to know what space crack these motherfuckers are smoking that's aging them like this.
When I read the Kenobi novel, I think they tried to play that up a bit because they talked about how like harsh the suns are on Tatooine,
like,
and
really
how you have to really like
there.
Cover up. And there's a line where like she's like, "Yeah, you're gonna want to cover up." One of the main characters tells Obi-Wan, "Like, yeah, you're gonna want to cover up. You know, it's really harsh here. You gotta protect your skin and this and that." And like as she's riding away, she turns around and looks, and he's just like standing in the sun, and he's like taking his hood down after the fact.
He's covering himself in Crisco and taking his clothes off.
Yeah. It's just, you know, you're just baking that chicken breast at like 400 degrees, well past 165 thermal temp.
What is that carnival show that we put on for Lumpy, by the way? What the fuck was that? That's your first, like,
Cirque du Soleil,
I mean,
bullshit?
Because the dialogue, obviously, you're like, what is going on here? But then once that starts, you're like, what is happening? Like, all of a sudden, crazy carnival music starts playing, and these people are doing flips and shit. I'm like, what is going on?
Well, that's where you realize, like, oh, they thought this was a variety show. That should have been 45 minutes. That's now 2 hours.
All right, if it's a...
Holy
like,
shit.
Aren't variety shows supposed to be entertaining? Because, like, this whole, like, tumbling act
what
that
do you mean?
He sits this and watches, great. It's boring as hell. Like, it's just... I think it's supposed to be the same technology that they have that like chessboard on the Millennium Falcon.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. Only it's playing some sort of like tumbling act, like a ballerina show or something. It's Cirque du Soleil of some kind.
Yeah.
Very strange.
Wild. It was so wild. And then is that when we see Luke shortly after that?
Yeah, and Luke looks really dolled up. Like yeah, I don't know what it is. Luke's
like his hair is like, really blonde.
Link's yeah. coked up. He's not dolled up. He's coked up.
Yeah, I guess he may be zooted.
I told Laura he looked like a Ken doll. Like it looked like they put like mascara on.
He looks so fucking weird. Yeah. It creeps me out.
No, this
it
was,
really creeps me
this
out.
This was Max Hotness Mark Hamill. Like Max Hot Hamill. That's what this was.
That's what Hot Hamill looks like?
This is what he looked like for a minute.
I'm out on Hot Hamill, if that's Hot Hamill.
That's Barbie doll Hamill. That's what it is.
Oh, that freaks me out.
Yeah.
He just looks dead. It looks like someone's moving his mouth.
Like a wax figure.
Yeah.
I do want to note that Grandpa Itchy is abusive, okay? Like, he's a piece
Whoa.
Of shit.
Whoa!
I'm sure he has,
Whoa,
like,
that's a war
PTSD
hero.
From the Battle of Kashyyyk, but he, like, scares Lumpy all the time, and I'm pretty sure he probably hits him. Like, it's not good.
He just wants to whittle. Yeah, that's all he wants to do, all right?
He's well, trying to make Lumpy an yeah. X-Wing toy to inspire him to be another great Chewbacca thing.
He's
general,
a great
whatever
whittler.
The fuck he is. He's a great whittler.
He's a whittler.
He's good with his hands. We don't see him
he's
later,
really
but I'm pretty sure he's
wood.
Doing something with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's good with go. The wood.
He's good with the wood. Good wood.
Yep.
That's what gives him comfort when he has the flashbacks. He's got the... He
grab your whittle.
Oh, you're gonna beat Lumpy? Here, hand him some wood, quick.
Lumpy, just give him a piece of wood and run. Go hide in your room and watch an instructional video.
Yeah, pretty much. So I guess we should get to the plot. The plot of the whole thing.
Yeah.
They're waiting for Chewbacca to come home for Life Day, which is like Wookiee Christmas. And he's late. So... Yeah. That's where we're at. And Nala, whatever her name is, Chewbacca's wife, sends out a call to Luke and R2-D2. Luke, looking very coked up, dolled up, whatever you want to call it, is like, oh, Han and Chewbacca, they left. They should have been there a long time ago based on when they left our rebel base here that you have an unsecure connection to.
I'm surprised Luke didn't cover for his friend. Oh no, I mean they just left. Like they like
his wife's
like, where's my fucking
husband? No, they left like 14 parsecs ago.
How does Luke speak the Wookiee and not Leia? Leia needs C-3PO, but Luke's just speaking Wookiee, right?
Well no, I thought he needed a little R2 help, didn't he? Or did he?
But does he know? Does he understand R2 at that point? In the cartoon later, he doesn't know what the hell he's saying.
Yeah, good point. I don't know. I'm
doesn't.
Sure.
Come
oh,
on,
wait.
Holiday special.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think we're going to be looking for that kind of continuity in this.
just occurred to me. I just thought of it. Because I see C-3PO's fucking shoehorned in being the translator. And he's a sassy bitch in the cartoon, but we'll get to that.
Oh, I forgot about the cartoon. Yeah, there's a cartoon in the middle. Whatever.
That's the best part. That's the highlight.
So, yeah, I mean, Chewbacca's late.
I tapped out.
You tapped out the yeah. cartoon?
Mid,
that's
like
a good time
cartoon.
To tap out.
The fat man. Animal abuse Boba Fett.
Yeah, no shit. He was an asshole.
Yeah, he is.
Son Dan shows up, and it's fucking Art Carney. I love that.
Yeah, Art's there. The honeymooner.
Yeah, the traitor or whatever. And he's doing this, like, really clever coded message. You're going to need
yeah.
a hand. Like, he's like...
Yeah.
It's like trying to do all this coded yeah. messaging because the Imperials stand behind him. It's just so ridiculous. He just keeps showing up too.
Yeah.
Him and what's his face? Oh god, I'm forgetting his name right now, but we'll talk about him in a minute. He's like three different roles later on.
Yep.
Yeah, but apparently this shopkeeper who after they talk to Luke, they check in with the shopkeeper and apparently he's like the source of all information on Kashyyyk. Well, at least for Chewbacca's family, and he's like, yeah, but there's like this really weird The scene opens up really strangely with, like, this Imperial, it's like one of the gunners or something from the Death Star. Like, he's got good helmet. You know, he's got, like, some
yep.
good hat going on there.
Oh, yeah.
It's very strange.
The Spaceballs guy?
Yeah, Spaceballs helmet.
And he's just poking around a shop, making him nervous.
The whole thing's yep. weird. Why are they even there? Is it because they're following the Falcon there? I don't get it. Why are there Imperial forces on Kashyyyk at this time, and why are they... I don't understand. Because at this point, I'm going to stop talking for a second while I gather myself.
Are they trying to catch Chewbacca? That's kind of what I was thinking.
But it sounds like he's not even near the fucking planet yet. So what the fuck are they doing there? Like,
they're ready. Well, they know. They know Chewbacca's a big holiday spirit guy, and he's coming back.
Yeah.
But then then Han's just like, oh, we'll just land on the other side over there. It's fine.
It's the reach of the Empire. The Empire's, you know, they got to have a presence.
Vader's pissed off. Vader's in on it, right? He's in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, that's just a straight cut scene from A New Hope that they just put different talk. If you look at the lips of the guy standing next to him talking to him, it doesn't match up at all.
No. I think this was really well done.
I think this was supposed to be a half an hour. And it got turned into 2 hours.
And maybe so
that's why you have
minutes.
15 minutes of just Wookiees just barking at each other.
Yeah, no, it was 100% supposed to be half an hour, but the bag of cocaine couldn't.
No, no, no. There were so many advertisers. There were so many advertisers who wanted in on it that they were like, oh, shit, we got to run this as long as we can.
That's CBS so exec. Just fucking threw in a bag of cocaine. And they're like, oh, I may have gave them a little too much. And they came back with fucking 36 hours of fucking footage.
Yeah, this is the cut-down version. Yeah.
That intern cut as much of it as they could, and they just couldn't do it anymore. Yeah.
I made this as coherent as possible. It took me 6 months to edit this.
Oh, no.
Let's talk about the cooking video.
Okay.
Oh, no.
What the fuck
was
that?
I want to start off with this. Is that bronze face or black face?
Oh, good question.
Oh, okay.
Because on my screen, it's pretty close to blackface, but I imagine it didn't look like blackface.
It's problematic.
It's problematic. Let's just say that. The face is problematic. The cross-dressing with the man is fine, but the blackface made me a little uncomfortable with the Mantha stew. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, no, it's Harvey Korman. He's the one who keeps showing up. He keeps coming back as different characters, and he's playing Chef
my
Gormanda.
Least favorite part, I think, is him later on, but yeah.
Yeah.
And this one, he's what a hilarious bit, cross-dressing as a weird bronze thing.
Apparently also like a Goro, because there's multiple arms that start popping out, or was that just me hallucinating?
He has four, right? No, yeah. He's a Goro. Arms. You know, Goro combo for Mortal Kombat?
Yeah, it's Goro. This is Goro's cooking here. We get this weird scene with Chewbacca's wife, Animorph Kesha. looking up a recipe. I guess this is like YouTube. I don't know. Just watching some cooking show on their. Hey, heads up. Shout out to them at least for the futuristic flat screen TVs. Like, they do not have the fat CRTs. They have the nice fucking flat screens. I mean, those are some quality television sets that they're rolling with on Kashyyyk. But yeah, some cooking a Bantha stew, I believe it was. Is that what it was?
Yep,
Bantha surprise, sounds like a bad thing.
Well, if you put surprise, you just throw whatever you want in there.
Yeah,
everything I make is a whatever surprise.
Bantha surprise. I half expect like a turkey baster to show up and, you know, get, like, mount yourself under the Bantha and then just, you know.
Well, and Maul is having a hell of a time, getting very frustrated. It didn't seem to work out well. But again, that's one of those where you're like, why did that scene stay in? Why did we keep that one?
At one point,
it has nothing to do with anything.
The forearmed
thing
messes up, right? She's like, oh, I didn't mean to tell you to, like, do this. I meant that. And then Maul is
just pissed. Just lost. Yeah, fuck it.
Does anybody have it written down what the, it was like steps. It was like, and fluff.
Oh,
what was it?
Cut. Yeah, it was stir, something.
Stir, stir.
I can't remember.
It was still, it was like stir, fluff. Yeah, but then she's like, oops, I meant fluff, not stir. And then
stir
they
whip.
All got fucking pissed.
Stir, whip, 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 stir. That's what it was.
There you go.
I wrote that down.
Okay. Yeah. Apparently, stir, whip, like you, to make the proper Bantha surprise, you have to stir, whip. If you do it out of order, whatever that is, I don't know.
Also, I only vaguely remember this, but my note underneath that, it just says Sandra Bullock.
What?
I'm like 90% sure, because you were talking about how, what is it? Is it Nala? I don't remember. How she looks
Nala.
Like Kesha.
Nala,
yeah.
And yeah. I'm pretty sure I was like staring at her when she was on screen, and I was like, why does that look like Wookiee Sandra Bullock?
Yes! I'm telling you, like, I must have seen a picture of like Kesha, and I'm sure it was the same with you, Sandra Bullock, where like they had like smoky mascara on and like they're at a certain angle and the mouth just like, I was like, it's fucking Kesha.
We need a side by side of each one to post, and we need to vote. Like, does it look more like Kesha or more
which
like
one?
Sandra Bullock?
Yeah.
I threw my best Kesha that I could find out there. I tweeted it. Like,
that was pretty good. I will say this too, Michaela. You missed out, and I don't want you to go back and watch it because you really shouldn't waste your time. But for the end, we'll get there. There are some close up, like long hold shots on her face that you're gonna really freak out on the Bullock thing because it's like her doing this weird like head tilt to the side. We'll get into it.
Oh my god,
it's bizarre. All right. Anyway, so what? Oh, so then they find out they're under martial law. Like they're like, yeah, she's under martial law.
Yeah,
we're locking it down.
And that's I think that's when we get to the part that the Authorian is very excited for, and that's when Sandan sets up Itchy with a proton pack that is code for VR porn.
So shopkeep guy shows up at the Chewbacca household and brings gifts of splendor for the Chewbacca family. I know he gives little Lumpy gets like a Commodore 64. Or something.
He gets
a fucking shitty computer, and he gets really excited and goes upstairs with it. And we'll get to that later. What does Sandra Kesha Bullock get?
I don't know. What does he
I can't
get?
I remember. I can't fucking remember.
I was gonna write it down, but I was so excited about the next part that I never wrote it down.
Yeah. But
I was like,
yeah.
Oh, this sucks. It was like some cooking utensil or something. It's like, oh yeah, if I gave that to Jen, she'd fucking kill me.
Yeah, this is just patriarchal bullshit. But
yep.
War hero Itchy gets probably the greatest gift of all. So there's like, it's like a VR headset chip, I guess. Like he's already got like the VR
evaporator.
Headset.
He's already got his mind evaporator. And so he just and instead of the thermal detonator training simulation, they take that game out.
Yeah,
take it out, throw it in the corner. He gets this new game from our friend. What's this? Do we know the guy's name? I don't remember.
Sandan.
Sandan.
Yeah. So he gets a new Nintendo cartridge. Only this one has like interactive like sex. I guess would be the best way to put it.
Oh, hey, whoa.
Well, no, I mean, this it's heavily implied that she can feel his cock inside of her.
Well, all right, before we get to that part, the guy, the trainer says, he goes, Itchy, I thought you might like this. One of those, it's a real, kind of hard to explain. It's a wow, and he does this. Wow. I'm jacking off, guys, on the audio. He goes, happy life day. That's what he says. And then it cuts into him fucking going to town in the corner of the room in front of his grandson.
Not even in the
fucking
corner
hell.
Of the room. Let's be honest. He is in the middle of
kitchen
of all places.
Yeah. It's like a lounge chair right in the middle of the living room.
We've seen the outside. It's not a great layout. So he's jacking off in front of
his
family.
He pulls down the headset. Shopkeep guy's like, yeah, you're going to fucking come. And then they insert the cartridge. And it's just like, what's the woman's name that's in the headset here?
Diane Carroll. Actress. And I'm like, how did they get her to do this? This is so insane.
So what you're going to do is you're going to have virtual sex. You're going to have cyber sex with a Wookiee.
And she's like, I'll tell you a secret. I find you adorable. And he keeps replaying.
Yeah.
I find you adorable.
He's
find
just
you
like,
adorable.
He's fucking loving it.
Yeah.
He's fucking loving it.
The I find you adorable. It's like a button that he hits. It's like it's like a glitch in the game that he's discovered where if you just hit the same button, it's just going to repeat this dialogue. And I'm pretty sure that's when he was like nutting. Like,
that's when he was nutting.
Yeah, that's when 100%.
He was nutting.
100%. He's just got like this severe underbite that just like covers his eyes when he's ejaculating. It's insane.
Yeah. His underbite covers like his entire face, by the way. Like he could swallow this.
Yeah.
Itchy could literally swallow his own fucking head if he tried hard enough. Die.
I just want to talk about how emotionally damaged he must be as a person if that's what got him off was just, I find you adorable over and over again. Like, who hurt you, Itchy? Like, how many people in your life have just treated you like an ugly piece of shit and now, like, that's
who
what
hurt you?
That's what gets you
oh,
off?
Oh, you're not hideous, Itchy. you're not hideous. Just like, oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. I'm not hideous. Poor Itchy.
Oh, my God. I fully expected her, had I not known that this was network television, I fully expected her to strip. I mean, I was just, I mean, it was coming. She was doing everything.
I rewatched it earlier, and I was surprised she had a dress on.
Yeah.
Like, I thought they would just show us, like, shoulders up and just allude that she was nude. But yeah. Now she had a dress. I forgot they went to the full shot of during the song.
And so. I can't remember the line, Tom, but she does say something like, I feel your something. Do you feel mine?
She's like, I can feel your happiness.
I have it. Hold on. I can feel my creation. Is that the part you're thinking about?
And I think by creation, she's implying the erection that she has.
Yeah, yes. I'm getting your message. Are you getting mine? And then, hold on. I have it right here. I wrote it down myself. Grandpa goes, and then it says, oh, we are excited, aren't we? Well, just relax. Oh, just relax. Yes. And then Grandpa goes, So those were some of my notes I took. I could keep going, but I won't.
Good notes.
next time I have sex, I am going to ask the woman to just say, oh, I can feel my creature.
that's the only way I can get hard. I can't even get hard.
I'm doing it for the fucking Padawans Podcasting Network. So just, you're welcome.
Tom, if I ever get to meet you in person, that's going to be the first thing I say to you.
I can feel my creation.
Yes.
I'm just going to abruptly walk up and grab you straight by the crotch.
It's like a password to a speakeasy or something.
This is very exciting now.
I'm going to do it in broad daylight in like a Panera Bread or something.
Keep going.
Uh-oh.
I am your pleasure.
He's got his Oculus Quest with the Heather Brook pulled up.
Do we have just like the entire dialogue somewhere? Do we have a script where we can just read it or something?
Yeah, I have it. Yeah.
Oh, he's
you don't have it?
So hear me
out. You don't have that?
Hear me out. We were talking the other day about submitting panel ideas for the Star Wars convention. What if we submitted a panel idea of just a live reading of the Christmas special?
That's actually not a bad idea.
That one scene?
That's not a bad idea at all, actually. That's actually a brilliant idea.
I think a lot of people would be like, oh, hell yeah, and it would just get shit-faced and show up.
Oh, yeah. I would totally get on that, but who's going to be the fucking poor bastards that have to do 15 minutes of Wookiee dialogue?
That's tough.
That's gonna be us.
I could handle that, yeah.
It would have to. You would have to have enough stage room to move around and gesture and do things, because that first 15 minutes without... Just imagine if it was literally just them sitting at a dinner table having that discussion, as opposed to like moving around, Itchy, possibly beating fucking Lumpy.
She was like, why are you walking on the fucking railing again? You're going to fall, you idiot.
You would need like a full like stage recreation. And honestly, I 100% support this idea. I think fuck the nativity scene. Every church needs to start doing this for Christmas.
Yeah.
Life Day is too close to Thanksgiving. Why didn't they try to hammer Christmas? Christmas is probably too big to take down. Now liberals have canceled it, so we don't have to worry about it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Need to.
Oh, my God.
Next time you see any sort of, like, protests, like, taking place outside of, like, a Planned Parenthood or something, we need to go there.
Yeah, like a block down my goddamn street.
We need to get dressed up in Wookiee costumes and go scream something about Life Day.
If you started saying Life Day, they would take it a certain way for sure.
No, I mean Life Day, you could totally be like, yeah.
They'd be like, oh my God, Life Day. Yeah, we'll all dress up like Wookiees. Let's do it.
Yeah, Life Day.
We're fucking morons.
Oh God, it gives a whole new meaning to Feel My Creation. I gotta stop. That's horrible.
I was just thinking about that too.
Okay.
What would, now let's say this was more than VR, what would a Diane Carroll Itchy creation look like?
Oh no.
I want to see a Wookiee human hybrid.
It would look much better than Itchy, I'll tell you that. She's going to make, that baby's going to look a lot better than Itchy.
The war hero.
Itchy's rough looking.
Hold on, I think there's something I'm thinking of from a sci-fi show that I feel like might look like a human Wookiee hybrid.
Uh-oh.
Someone keep talking. This is going to take me a second.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll talk.
I didn't have anything else on the porn sequence. I was good.
There's really not a ton to say about it. I mean, she sings a song that's completely forgettable. At that point, you're just reeling from the masturbation. that you just kind of are zoned out and you're like, all right, I need like 5 minutes to recover. That must be why they put that fucking song there. It's like people just kind of process what the fuck just happened on their television set. And have it gives parents some time to explain, like, okay, what you saw was completely natural. Everybody does it. It's okay.
And yeah, those kids are like, Grandpa does that still? Yes, yep. Grandpa still does that.
Grandpa's fucking fired up. All right, hold on. This reminds me. Where the hell is Chewbacca's mom?
We don't know. Dead?
There's zero canon. All it says about Chewbacca's mom on Wikipedia is she's probably a fucking Wookiee. That's all it says. That's all it says.
No, I mean, she's probably dead.
Probably died.
Well,
that up on Life Day? How fucking just...
Okay, well, I thought maybe she left the family because the guy was jacking off in front of his kid in the living room. And she lost custody because Kashyyyk's fucking...
Maybe he has an addiction to masturbation because his wife died, okay?
Oh, oh, that's how he copes.
Yeah, yeah. It's a coping.
That in the war. Awesome. That in the war. He's coping with
again,
a lot.
Yeah, he's dealt
again,
with a lot.
I feel so terrible right now. I'm sorry, Itchy. What's his... Cuck. I think it ends in cuck.
Yeah, cuck.
Sorry, buddy. You're a war hero. I apologize. Your wife died of Wookiee cancer or whatever.
Wookiee cancer. They don't have various types of cancer. They just have Wookiee cancer. Like, I'm sorry, ma'am. You have Wookiee cancer.
It's everywhere.
It's cancer of the hair follicles. It's bad news.
All right, so... backtracking to my human Wookiee hybrid, have you guys ever seen the show Farscape?
I've heard of it, but I haven't
seen
it.
It was like 2000, I think it was 1990s or 2000s, like sci-fi show. Anyways, I'm sending you the picture right now. This is
oh yeah.
I love this guy.
Look at that fucking guy. He looks like a Clone Wars cutout. Get him in there.
I absolutely think that that's what they would look like, 100%. So, any of my fellow Farscape fans out there, if you know what I'm talking about.
That's, not only is that like a human Wookiee hybrid, that's like if a Klingon got in the action too. Like,
yeah.
There's so much sex going on there. Also, the Beast from Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
A little bit of dwarf from Lord of the Rings.
If you took every mammal that's ever been used in fantasy and just... fucking smashed them together. That's what that thing is.
Nah, for real, guys. So this show is single-handedly what got me into sci-fi when I was like 4. So
nice.
Everybody should check it out. It's Far fucking escape. Insane.
Oh yeah, here he is. All right.
Australian American. Ooh.
It just looks like a Wookiee with a nose.
I guess a little less hair. All right, I'm on like a Farscape rabbit hole right now.
Oh boy!
No, get out of there! You're
Let's get back on track.
Lose yourself. Where are we? He's masturbated.
Well, I was gonna say, kind of wrapping up that. I don't know if you'd call it Act One, maybe.
Maybe.
Is they check in with Leia, who's like working that 10-key machine. I don't know if she's doing like the rebellion's taxes or what's going on there, but they get contacted by Mala, and she asks to speak to Han and Chewie, and they're like, "Yeah, he ain't here." And so that's when they start freaking out a little bit.
It's interesting.
What do you mean he's not there?
Where do we go from here? I honestly kind of blank out from where it went at right after that. I was kind of like blown away. So if anybody has like where we go from.
Yeah, I got notes.
Okay.
Well, I was going to say Han and Chewie get to Kashyyyk at that point, and they like land in the secluded area because there's so much Imperial activity. And that's when they hear them fly in at the treehouse. And they're like, oh, cool. And they open the door and it's a bunch of stormtroopers. I'm like, oh, shit.
Okay.
And that's when those guys come in and start doing their thing. And that whole sequence is strange.
Dark Helmet Man.
They're searching the house for Chewie, and that Sawn guy is trying to kind of distract him with a video of Jefferson Starship playing. What the hell was that?
Like, hey, have you ever seen a wallet?
So they're landing on Kashyyyk right now. I feel like that's like the last 10 minutes, but I feel like we still have like 7 hours to go in this thing.
Oh, we got a long way to go.
Okay.
They've just
Chewbacca
landed there.
Chewbacca is the male who's missing from the house, or just that there's a male who's missing from the house?
It's a male. They don't know it's Chewie.
So they don't, because, yeah, and if they knew it was Chewbacca, it's like, well, why'd they leave that one asshole there later? But, okay. That's what I was confused about the whole time. So they're just like, oh, there's a guy missing.
It was a weird little cameo by the Jefferson Starship. I was like, what? This is just a bizarre sequence. Because he sits that, isn't that the one where he sits the Imperial officer down and the guy just like transfixed like a kid looking at an iPad? He's just like, like an eyes wide.
Oh, like does the thing where he pretends to have to like hit all the knobs to turn it on and stuff. And then the guy's like, just show me Jefferson Starship, bro. He's like, all right, sorry. And he turns it on.
Dude.
He does that weird move where like he does some weird like boop, boop, boop with his hands. He's like, quit fucking around.
All right, now can we say, I want to say something about the Jefferson Starship song. That song fucking rocks, man. I don't care what anybody says.
Fire it up.
That song fucking rocks.
Fire it up. I love it.
I thought
probably
it was
the best
a good
song in the special.
It was the best
the
song in the special.
What's the difference between
by far?
Jefferson Starship and Jefferson Airplane? Do we know?
This is, I get real confused. At some point, they do "We Built This City," and I think it was
that's
over.
Starship.
By
then,
but... that's Starship.
So
that's Starship.
So Jefferson Airplane begat Jefferson Starship, which begat Starship. Now Jefferson Starship, incarnation of it, did not have Grace Slick. The Starship. Right. That is the height of the Starships had Grace Slick, and they did the main song from Mannequin, Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now, which fucking slaps. Yeah. And they also did We Built This City at that point, which I'm not a big on. It's a, you know, I mean, some people like
what
it. I'm
hater.
Not a big fan. But
what a hater.
The Mannequin song slaps.
It does. It's a great song. It's one of the best songs
the
of all
slapper.
Time. It reminds me of Kirby Puckett hitting a walk-off game-winning home run in Game 6 of the 1991
bastard.
World Series.
Stop talking about Don't you mean Mike Trout? That's the new hotness.
Mike Trout's never won a World Series. Kirby Puckett has won, too.
Yeah, neither has any team I've ever rooted for.
Kirby Puckett, speaking of slaps. Oh, sorry.
Hey, we don't talk about that article around here.
My bad.
But yeah, so Jefferson Starship is like the mid-Starship. It's they went from Airplane to Jefferson Starship, and then they just were like, well, fuck this Jefferson shit. We're just going to be Starship, but this is like the middle evolution of the band.
So this is past the White Rabbit song.
Oh yeah, we're well past trying to do anything of any actual like note as far as like artistically, you know. We're beyond that. So I'm looking up Jefferson Starship now.
Well, I think this is once the Jefferson Starship thing ends is I think when they're like telling Son, you got to get out of here, and then he gives like a little iPad to Lumpy, and that's when Lumpy watches that cartoon. That's when we get the cartoon.
Oh, okay.
Well, then they tell like, make that little kid shut the fuck up, or we're gonna kill him, or whatever.
Yeah,
and they're
pretty,
like, what?
Pretty brutal. Yeah.
He's a little kid,
right? But I mean, he's annoying, but.
And then he watches a rebel propaganda cartoon in front of all the stormtroopers.
Yeah. So yeah, we get the cartoon break, which introduces us for the first time to Boba Fett.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The main takeaway I have from Boba Fett here is Han and Chewie, they crash. Well, Luke's on that ship, too. Like, all the characters are on the Falcon here. And they crash on, do we get a planet name?
Pana? Something like that. But Luke is in a Y-wing going after
him.
Luke is
with R2. Yeah, he's with R2, like, going after him. And then,
okay, but before any of that happens.
Oh, sorry.
They're like, there's this talisman, I don't know, blah, 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 blah. But then, anyway, C-3PO goes, oh, if it turns you invisible, that'd be an improvement for you, R2. And I'm just like, fuck you, 3PO, you dickhead. You're not the favorite here. Everyone loves R2. You're you fucking asshole coming at him like that. Anyway, sorry. I hate it when fucking 3PO tries to flex on R2. What a worthless piece of shit.
I feel like they really thought that C-3PO was going to be the favorite droid because
they thought he was going to take off, right?
Because he's more human-like, so he could be like more of a relatable character. And then everybody was like, oh no, fuck that, bebop beep.
Yeah, I think they forgot like the big fact.
Actually,
they forgot like the big fact that like people just tend to hate people. So like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and so do I. I tend to hate people, and I hate fucking 3PO. In this one,
I was actually thinking about that earlier because we were watching that like new kids movie Ron's Gone Wrong with the little like robot orb thing.
Oh, I hear good things.
And it reminded me of like that, like Big Hero 6. And I was like, honestly, everybody always just loves the fucking robots, and it's because we all hate other people so deeply at this point in our lives.
Like, you want to escape from like humanity. You don't want to be. You don't want to be stuck to this coil. You want to get away. You want to fantasize about things that are not us.
Well, 3PO was just such a fucking whiner, and he just didn't shut up. So that was a big part of it.
And he doesn't do anything
cool. I didn't mean to interrupt the narrative there, but
we already had Luke being a whiny bitch. We didn't need C-3PO too.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you know what the worst part is? And here's the weird part. R2's like, well, I guess we have to bring fucking dipshit along because I can't tell you what the Wookiees say. And if Han Solo's knocked out, we're going to need someone. And it's like, but did Luke just talk to the Wookiees earlier? Did he just talk to them?
Jesus Christ.
What's going on here? Get C-3PO out of the picture.
So, like, the Falcon lands on this, crash lands on this Panama.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they land in, like, I don't know. I can't remember what color the ocean
it's
is.
It's like
there.
A bowl of spaghetti sauce.
Yeah. It was like a blood fucking blood ocean or something like that.
They definitely just took a can of SpaghettiOs and spilled it on a little set that they had an intern make.
It was. So, yeah, I mean. But then Boba Fett comes along, like, riding fucking Nessie or something like that. The Loch Ness Monster. Very abusive towards animals, Boba Fett, but also helpful towards the humans and the Wookiee and everybody there. So Boba Fett apparently is, like, playing... this is all some ploy to lure them into the Empire's hands or something. It's very strange.
So they show up. Luke crash lands his Y-wing and Nessie's licking it, right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Nessie's pretty cute. And Boba Fett just takes his like fucking rifle, just smacks that son of a bitch.
Yeah.
As hard as he can, he goes, what does he say? Hold on, I have the quote.
He tells Luke to stop feeding the stupid animal.
Yeah, he's the fucking thing's not worth a goddamn. Why'd you pay it any respect? It's a lower being. It's like, why are you smacking your dude around? So mean. Anyway.
Yeah, Boba Fett went like to the Count Dooku school of like etiquette or something. Like, just hates anything that is not human.
But is he crossing them the whole time? Because it's like, all right, never mind. Sorry, go through the thing. I'll get to it after.
Well, this is at the point where I'm in a haze, so I don't fucking know what's going on.
Yeah.
They get to the Falcon. Yeah, he's helping them. And they get to the Falcon and they find Chewie and he's trying to destroy the talisman because it's like knocking any human being out, I guess is what it does. It's like this virus. And so Boba's like, well, hey, you know, there's an antidote in the city if we want to go get it. So he and Chewie go to get it. And then when they get there, they're climbing up this long ladder and like sewage is just pouring down next to him. Did you see that? It's just like dumping shit right next to him. I was like, oh, God.
Fucking hell. Disgusting.
Into the water below. No wonder that thing looks so gross and like SpaghettiOs. It's all full of raw sewage.
Yeah, and then right down the street's the water pumping facility to the faucet.
Are they okay, though? Is everybody in that city just shitting blood?
Yeah, like
I think so.
Who lives here?
They don't know any different, so it's normal. They're just like, oh, yeah, it fucking shit's red. Yeah. It's fine.
Everybody there in that city has, like, severe ulcerative colitis at all times. Like just shitting blood constantly. Just ulcers.
They gave
them
3-day-old Chipotle every day when they were in their youth.
Just firing it off, man. I hope they got some Lux bidets in there. Shout out to Lux bidets.
Oh, man.
Oh! Our boys. Says, hold on. This is not going to be good, but so my family came over today. And the first thing my mom did when she walked in was, oh, I heard you have one of those bidets. Can I try it out? And she walks right into the bathroom, closes the door, and blasts her ass with the bidet.
Oh, yeah.
She comes out, tells my dad, oh, that's the greatest thing ever. You got to try it. And my dad's going, that's fucking disgusting. Why would you ever do that? Then my old fucking 70-year-old aunt's like, oh, they got a bidet? And she walks in there and blasts her ass with it for no reason. She loved it too. Anyway, sorry.
They couldn't wait until they actually had to go. They just wanted to go in and blast ass.
People just love getting their asses blasted.
I mean, shout out to
so
that.
Fresh.
I don't feel very fresh down there. It's been a while since I showered, so hit the bidet.
It is like a mini shower for like a 6-inch like area for sure.
Lux, it's
like fire away, I guess, you know.
I bet Grandpa Wookiee would love that.
Oh, yeah. He would be in there all fucking day.
War hero Itchy?
I hope he gets a bidet for his next life day.
Then I think that's when Boba, we kind of find out that he's working for Vader. I think he talks to Vader at that point. That's where you get the word on that.
What is it, like R2 and 3PO intercept his message to Vader?
Yeah.
And they
But they don't tell anyone at the time.
Yeah.
It's
yeah. Like, and, oh, we'll, and then after. And then it's kind of a quick ending because it's like Boba goes back with the serum. They give it to Han. He's fine. You know, Luke's fine. And then he's like, oh, and they're like, hey, by the way, this fucker's double crossing us. And as they look, he's like slowly backing out. And then he just takes a couple shots and gets out.
What's going on? That's my first complaint. My second complaint was, did you see the like advertising for the medicine? It's like this huge billboard that's like, oh, yeah, the upside down serum right here. Come buy it. And it's like, what the fuck? Is it that big of a problem that there's a booth
clearly
in the marketplace?
Buy one, get one, but oh.
Yeah, like buy one, get one?
Hell yeah.
What's going on here? But yeah, then he's like, oh yeah, I am the bad guy. And he like backs out and is like, are you going to shoot at him? Like, no one's got their lightsaber or their gun out. Why aren't you killing him?
I know. He should just shoot him. Well, and he says friend way too much. That's just, that's suspect.
Oh, that was my last note. It says, if you say friend enough to Luke, he'll trust you. That's all it says.
Doesn't Luke have a line who's like, you're a great man, Boba Fett. You should join the rebellion or something
you
like
should
that.
Come with us. You're a true friend. It's like, he's not a true friend, Luke. He just said friend to you 18 times in your first like 15 sentences.
Hey, man, it's the power of just saying things. If you just say things.
It's the power of friendship, boys.
Yeah.
Oh my God! You should come join the resistance. And he's like, oh yeah,
absolutely. I did like how just before the video is kind of, or the whatever, the animation is kind of winding down. There's this like cut moment where Lumpy gets like startled, and the Imperial officer comes over to check on what he's doing, and he like flips his screen over to like some game. Yeah. That was clever. It's like somebody
like
had a
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 with squares underneath.
Yeah.
Like, oh, pretty intense game going on, huh? It's like. Oh, and he's like, oh, I get it. Yeah,
was,
I get it.
It was like somebody at work and their cube gets caught by their boss, like looking at something, like quick, flip, alt tab. Like, ah.
Yep, alt tab. Like when the March Madness and you have like the fake work mode and you switch over to it. Like, oh yeah, I wasn't watching Jimmer Fredette, dude. I was just doing spreadsheets. Don't worry about that.
So funny.
Jimmer Fredette, good God.
The guy was money.
So, I mean, the cartoon's an interesting, I don't know. I mean, I guess the cartoon sucked, but it was like maybe the most bearable piece of media that they threw into this fucking
thing. Yeah,
it set
up like the rifle for Mando, right? What's that rifle called? Is that
the
name?
Pulse Blaster or something?
Pulse
Rifle?
Okay.
Something like that. Yeah, you're right, though. It felt a little more familiar to stuff we watched. So I think that's why it was a little more consumable, you know? Because you're like, well, we've watched Clone Wars. When Clone Wars is bad, you know, at times it was like, this is on par with
as far as the cartoon, at least it was attempting to be some sort of Star Wars. Like, I don't even know what the fuck the holiday special is. I mean, it's just, at least this was attempting to be something.
It's fucking great, I think, is what it is, you know?
Well, and I was thinking about it when I watched it. I thought, surely I watched this, like, way back in the day. And I don't remember any of this, other than the cartoon bits. I don't remember any
of
this.
Honestly, I think anyone who watched the Christmas special when they were younger completely blacked out. Because
I think you're right. Oh, man. Well, so the Imperial search, they don't find anything. And then that's when, like, Lumpy goes up to clean his room or whatever. And that fucking asshole trooper ripped the goddamn head off his Bantha like a fucking savage.
Oh,
what
yeah,
was
that
wasn't
cool.
That was brutal. That was the worst part of the whole thing. He gets up there and he, like, takes the corpse and the head and, like, tucks it in under his blanket.
Their search techniques are, like, no fuck around, like, full-on, like, fascism search techniques. Like, we're going to smash everything. So even if you're not hiding anything from us, we're just going to fuck all your shit up.
And the worst part is he leans over to the mom, Mala or Nala or whatever.
Kesha.
That'll keep Sandra him Bullock. Busy, huh? And she's just like, ooh. Fucking awful.
But at the same time, like, that's an easy fix for any, like, handy mom to just, like, sew that head back onto that stuffed Bantha. Like, I still got my wrestling buddies that, like, I decided to cut open and, like, pull out their guts, aka their stuffing, and my mom had to stitch them up like then because I was crying about it later on.
Oh, and that I think this is when he gets out his Commodore 64 and starts getting those IKEA instructions.
Yeah, now this was a highlight for me. This now was that the same guy
that
was the cross-dressing chef,
and he is the guy we see in the cantina later.
I didn't say I liked it. I said, but it is like a precursor.
This is your highlight?
It's like a.
This is the worst part of the whole goddamn thing.
It's like a precursor to
the worst part
Tim
of the
and Eric.
Goddamn thing.
If you've ever watched Tim and Eric, like this was like a Tim and Eric skit. There was like a lot of strange
cuts. Yeah, but
here's
the thing. It wasn't meant to be fucking satirical. It was serious.
I know it wasn't. But
that guy, when he goes like, oh, you're going to screw it. Yeah. And then he like slaps himself in the ass. Oh, I'm out.
You're fucking out.
You're
an hour into this thing. What do you expect? What do you expect?
I don't need this split screen garbage where he's slapping himself in the ass.
This is where you lost it.
I catch back up. I like some other stuff later.
If you watch it like it's intended to be fucking stupid, it's actually kind of funny.
But it's not. It's the variety show. And it also plays a huge part.
Michaela, to bring you up to speed, this video Harvey Korman is like kind of this robotic guy trying to give instructions to how to build a transmitter. And he keeps glitching and like shaking and doing weird shit. It's just bizarre.
Yeah, this is how you install your Commodore 64, written by Tim Heidecker and Eric Wareheim. It's fucking hilarious, actually. It's really good.
It is pretty. I mean, yeah.
I think I stopped watching like right around the time during the cartoon that they're climbing up the wall. Uh-huh. And then I'm pretty sure that's when we tapped out. So.
Okay. I don't blame you.
Nah, this is where it gets really good.
Now we're going to Tatooine because live Imperial
this
broadcast.
This is where it gets
Michaela,
really
you
good.
Cut out
yeah,
and
right.
Like the last part was actually just the last 60 minutes of Empire Strikes Back. So you really failed by not watching the rest.
But it's like they're announcing this. It's this weird broadcast they show, and they go to this shot. It's the cantina, and it's like Figuring Dan and the Modal Nodes are playing, and all these characters you saw in the original cantina scene are in there. And they even had a guy who looked like Ponda Baba, but he had his arm, so maybe it wasn't the same guy.
Well, we don't really know the timeline on this. Maybe that B. Arthur scene was shot months before. I don't know.
Well, it was like they were like, look at the worst thing in the whole galaxy. Look at their terrible morality in this cantina on Tatooine.
It's like, these are the only motherfuckers like having fun in this entire special.
Oh, they're having a good time. Well, I mean, I probably would have enjoyed being there.
Actually, I'm wearing a cantina shirt right now.
Look at
this.
Nice. There you go.
Yeah.
So you missed the B. Arthur scene completely.
Oh, the B. Arthur scene.
You
gotta watch that.
Yeah, so... Yeah, in this cantina, B. Arthur is like the bartender running the show here, and she has like a secret admirer that shows up.
Oh, and creepy.
This guy
fucking weirdo.
You think he's a human with just kind of an interesting little skull on him, but apparently he drinks through his head.
That was off-putting.
It was very off-putting. He's got like a volcano for a top of his head, and he drinks his beer via his volcano head.
Yeah.
Or a collapsed cyst, yeah.
Right.
That sounds fucking wild.
And he's all into B. Arthur and is like, he thinks they had this moment.
Oh, God,
so he's come back
stupid.
And he's trying to give her a flower and stuff. And meanwhile, B's over there just trying to have a conversation with this nice Athorian.
Yeah, she loves that Athorian.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, but before we get to that, the guy's moment with her is like her saying, I can't wait to come back again or whatever.
It was like six words.
Say that. And he's like, oh, she says that to fucking everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, no. And we don't see him again for like 5 minutes.
Didn't you think he went outside and like swallowed a blaster barrel? Like, I thought he was done. I didn't think we were going to see him come back after that.
No. I didn't think he killed himself.
Well,
no, I didn't.
Honestly, if he did, good riddance, man. You had a good run, but I think it's time to call it a day, buddy.
He's not done. Oh. He's not done.
But yeah, and then like there's this like Imperial like emergency broadcast system that goes out and says like, hey, everything's going to lockdown. Go home or something.
Get out of here.
And so B. Arthur has to kick everybody out, but like nobody fucking leaves when she asked them to leave her business. Like, all right, you got to go home, finish your drinks.
Oh, yeah.
B. Arthur.
They don't give two shits. Then they start banging their fucking pint glasses on the table and stuff. What a bunch of pricks.
Oh, yeah, they're all assholes.
Did we mention that Moma Nadon does get a nice pat between the eyes from B. Arthur?
I told you, I think she's fucking him.
Well, yeah. Well, we'll conclude that later after this. Yeah. So she starts singing her. What's it called? What's the song?
I forget the song. It's another one of those.
Hold on.
Most of the songs I zoned out on. I just zoned out when they started singing. I was like, I don't. This sucks.
Good night, but not goodbye.
Good night, but not goodbye. There you go.
So she really gets into that whole number.
Well, and she's smart because she forms this fucking conga line out of it and just conga lines them right out the door.
Yeah, gets everybody to leave. Everyone falls for it. They just kick her right out.
That's why she's the head golden girl.
That's it.
The leader of the golden girls. It reminded me of the line in, what is that, Airheads? Is it Airheads where one of their demands for releasing the hostages is nude pictures of Bea Arthur?
Oh, God.
Is that what it's from? I can't. Right. I think it is. Like, we want nude pictures of Bea Arthur.
Do you have anything else in the cantina?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay.
So she gives him that first drink and he pours it in his head. And you're like, okay, so that's how he drinks.
You know, I've
right?
seen that before and I was like, what the fuck is that? And then now at least I know where it's from.
Yeah, and so, like, she gives him the afterwards, like, here's the flowers there for you. And she's like, oh, this one's on me. And she pours a whole pitcher of whatever, like, margaritas or whatever, straight in there. It's like before he was sipping it.
It's probably just lemonade. Just fucking with the
Could
guy.
Could be just lemonade.
Who's he got taste buds in his fucking brain?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Yeah. It's not sanitary either. I don't like that. That pitcher.
I was waiting for it to overflow, and it didn't.
Yeah,
he just kept going.
He just kept sucking it.
That guy was like a week old. He would have died of like some sort of bacterial infection. Like it's just, it doesn't compute.
The other note I had is, what the fuck was that giant mouse?
Oh, yeah. There was a large mouse creature.
She's rubbing on him, like so, cuddling up next
so
to
him. So here's the thing. I can't decide if she's fucking Moma, who she gives a little pat between the eyes, or the mouse, who she, like, fucking gives a full hug to.
P. Arthur is having sex with everybody.
Are we talking, like, a human-sized Salacious B. Crumb?
No, it's a mouse. Like, it's
no,
a human-sized
mouse.
It's
mouse,
literally
but
a,
big.
A, like a,
yeah.
Yeah, like huge. Like you could get on this mouse's back.
This
it's
is
like a horse-sized mouse.
This is like if you took Stuart Little and injected him for 6 years with HGH. Like he,
yep.
This was human growth
huge.
Hormone. This is the Barry Bonds Stuart Little. Like his just head's just ever expanding.
Put him in the hall. Put him in the hall.
That just makes me think about. Have you guys seen the kid from Stuart Little now?
No.
He's like super ripped and he does like MMA or something.
Of course he is.
There's the mouse.
I guess they both just started doing steroids and the mouse decided to be in a Star Wars special. And Stuart Little is just ripped.
I mean, look at that thing.
It's huge. Anyway, I think the scene ends because we never see the mouse or Moma leave. So everyone else leaves. Moma and the mouse are preparing for the old three-way out back.
Oh, yeah.
The little fucking
menage a
volcano
trois.
Head. This guy right here.
Volcano head.
Volcano head walks in and goes, I didn't sign up for this, but it's too late.
Dude just drinks and he gets directly into his skull.
he's going to get some mouse dick in his head flap right now.
I was going to say, yeah, it's an easy place to aim when you finish, you know, that giant crater.
Yep.
Then he comes up and kind of gives her the creep hug from behind, and she just looks like, well, fuck. Oh, God, it's so gross.
That head is a cum jug if I've ever seen one.
Oh, it's a cum jug. It's a cum jug.
Dude just takes shots right into his fucking, just taking nut jobs right into
his head. She poured a whole pitcher into his head. Yeah. That guy's got to be fucking God.
Yeah.
This also begs the question, what is his mouth for then?
Oh, I know.
Does he eat through his head too?
Straight pleasure.
What that mouth do, volcano head?
I'm just kind of curious if he eats through the head. Or does he eat through the
head? That is a very good question.
Is it, yeah, is it just separate?
No.
Is it like mouth for food and head for liquid? Oh my God, Ken Dahl.
Don't send me creepy Mark Hamill pictures.
Well, I figured out how to post in this chat, so now it's all over. It's all over. Just
no.
Hit stop.
Oh, no.
Hit stop when you record.
Anyway, this song's like, good night, ba 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 ba. And then at the very end, he comes back and is like, oh, it's me. I gave you flowers. You want to go out back? And that's how it ends.
Yeah, he's just rubbing up on her. Ugh, not okay.
It's like a fifth grade dance out here.
Well, and then I think at that point is when we come back and Lumpy's Lumpy finally figures out how to use that transmitter. He sends that message to the Imperials, like, report or go back to base, go back to base, whatever.
He does his false flag operation. He's a CIA operative.
He watched that guy slap himself in the ass enough times that he could fucking broadcast the message.
Lumpy would be of great use to the CIA when, like, there's, like, a democratically elected socialist leader in Central America. Just
send him in. Send him
get
in,
get Lumpy
baby.
On the job.
Get Lumpy in there.
On his, he comes in with his Commodore 64 there. Just
look at this guy. Who wrote this scene? That's...
It's the best.
I hope
scene.
They got an Emmy. I hope they got an Emmy.
Yeah, so he sends out that message, and he's able to get all the Imperials to get the fuck out of his house finally.
Except for one.
Except for one.
Yep. The one.
Yeah, and then he finds the Commodore 64 and fucking smashes it. Was it the same one that ripped off the Bantha head too?
Probably.
This trooper
probably.
deserves the death he's got coming.
What a dickhead.
These are the guys that are like informal troopers too. Like, they don't even march well or anything. They're just kind of like, they're like the lazy stormtroopers. They just kind of, I don't know. Like, when you think of like a fascist regime or like a totalitarian regime of like their soldiers, very like orderly and marching in time and just all this stuff. But it's just like, if you watch A New Hope, they're just kind of a bunch of guys in suits running around and they kind of like bump into each other, you know? Yeah. Oops. They're
very clumsy.
Yeah, they're clumsy. They're not very orderly. They put the worst stormtroopers into the video here. Yeah, that's that guy.
Well, and this is finally when we get Han and Chewie to show back up.
Yeah.
They finally make their long trek from where the fuck they landed and show up. And that whole sequence where he does like Han Solo does like a fake left and the trooper just bites on it. Oh no.
Yeah.
The trooper just bites on it and goes flying off the ledge. Like, why did he go for that?
For the Oakland Raiders? What's going on here?
I guess he tripped on the blaster.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That was just, it was. And then we get the Wilhelm scream. Like,
well, we did get a Wilhelm scream.
Yeah, it's like Han Solo didn't kill him, but we still saved the day.
Yep.
And then,
and like this the treehouse, for as glorious as it looks, like the outdoor railings on their patio there could be reinforced quite a bit because this guy just straight falls right through it.
Oh, it's not up to code.
And that's the one dipshit was walking on at the
beginning. Yes.
Yeah.
Good point.
I was going to say, how did it support Lumpy, but then this motherfucker just crashes through.
No, apparently this stormtrooper.
Lumpy's praying to die.
This stormtrooper is dense as fuck, but he weighs like 2,000 pounds because he just breaks right through it. Like, he's a normal sized dude, but he's just dense. Like, he's just.
Everyone in this is on steroids, apparently. So.
Yeah.
That's where we're at.
Barry Bonds.
Yeah.
I have to say, as someone who did not watch the whole thing, I was kind of just figuring that Han and Chewie would show up at the end and be like, oh, you guys were looking for us? Sorry, man. We stopped at Taco Bell.
I mean, that's did we talk about when Han sees Chewie's family?
You know what I love?
Completely disinterested Harrison Ford is?
No.
He's just like, oh, hey, dumbasses. Yeah, I love you. I love you. Yeah. Can I get out of here?
Happy Life Day. No, you know what I love about it? Like, Kesha Sandra Bullock the whole time's like, where's my husband? You know, she's like paging people trying to get information about when her husband's going to arrive. And then Chewie and Han show up and like the entire family's like, oh, it's fucking Han. Fuck Chewie. They don't give a fuck. They don't even acknowledge him.
Chewie?
They don't acknowledge him for like the first 5 minutes of them walking in.
He like watches the front door while Han's greeting
them
all.
It's, you know, it's just something about Harrison Ford, I guess.
So charismatic.
I mean, I don't blame him.
I think we all feel that.
If Harrison Ford walked into my house, I'll tell you what I paid attention to. You know what I'm saying? Huh?
Why would we be concerned that there's an 8-foot-tall teddy bear in my fucking house? But, you know.
Get over
that
quick.
That.
I'd be paying attention to Indiana Jones any day.
Yeah.
Every day. Whip me, daddy.
We also get a nice Han Chewie hug. Is that the first time or only time we ever see them really? I mean, that's a full on embrace. They're very, it's a very tender moment with them. Speaking of tender moments, we then get the moment where Chewie looks at Mala and gives her, he says something which I assume translates to want to smash. Because all of a sudden, they're looking at each other. This is when they're doing the shots I mentioned earlier, Michaela, where they're like this.
I thought they were going to kiss.
They looked like they were going to kiss. I was expecting maybe we might just see that little fucking Chewie dick poke out head out.
Okay, hold on.
Is it a red rocket like a dog?
I wanted to bring this up, and I didn't know. Yeah. So here, I didn't know where to bring this up. There's two camps. that I've found out asking everyone around me. Do Wookiees have fucking huge baby arm cocks, or do they have little red rocket cocks? There's two
red
camps.
Rocket.
Yeah,
think,
I'm on the red
I
rocket.
I think they have red rocket
too.
Cocks.
Red rocket.
100%.
Matt, you should take the big dick camp. So
I'm taking big dick camp. I think they're just growers, not showers. That's the thing. That thing just goes from to.
This also begs the question: if you had a human Wookiee hybrid, would they then also have a massive cock? And then on top of that, a red rocket. So could it be like, could it be a grower and a shower? Like, imagine just like, imagine like, just they pull their pants down. Like you're at the cantina. You start grinding up on a Wookiee human hybrid on the dance floor. End up in the bathroom. You're right next to the fucking piss ice bucket. And then he just pulls his pants down. He's just got a huge ass cock. Gets
imagine
closer, and then red rocket on top of that. You just got 18 inches of straight human Wookiee hybrid dick.
That's true. That's something only a Twi'lek could handle, I think.
So if that was the case, if they are big cock, that adds like a layer of new questions to Grandpa Itchy's fucking kitchen sex.
Good point.
Like, the masturbatory rock. Like, he could have fired that load right into
we
the Bantha fucking surprise.
Grandpa Itchy below the tits while he's watching that video. I'm imagining he's just streaming out sperm like a fucking fire hose.
We also never see a shot of the
right
ceiling.
That's how they decorate for Halloween.
We never see a shot of the ceiling, so what if above him there's just a giant ball?
Yeah.
Fucking cum stuck to the ceiling.
Yeah, it's like cum stalactites.
Yeah, it looks like a chandelier, but it's really just Grandpa Wookiee's fucking glowed.
That's what they call Wookiee mistletoe. give me a little kiss
nightmare.
Under the itchy cum.
I don't know. I'm firm like just little tiny red rocket camp though. Like that, I'm firm on.
I don't
that
think
one.
It's like small. I think they definitely have like some red rocket going on. But like obviously, I mean, the bigger the dog, the bigger the dick. So
true.
Like, I feel
dog,
like yeah,
the bigger the
bigger the dog, the bigger the dick, bro. Like 100%. You all know what I'm talking about.
Jesus fucking Christ.
So I feel like it's a normal size, like, in proportion to their body, but then there's also a red rocket element for breeding purposes.
Yeah, I like to think... Oh, God. I like to think their cock looks like a push pop. And so you get this big old 8-inch push pop, and they get erect, and then you see a little spin.
Keeps
does, yeah, does,
yep.
it, does it do it that slow too? Just like
yeah.
I'm thinking like a solid like 4 to 6 inches like for the regular dick, and then you get like a good like 4 inches of red rocket.
I think if a Wookiee's under a foot, you're unlucky. That's what I think.
So
anyway, we're...
all right. Nightmare imagery aside.
Sorry.
I don't know. But they definitely were about to have sex in front of everybody. They're like vulnerable monkeys that just like fuck in front of everything.
Yeah.
Just getting horny as hell
cover
at all times.
Cover themselves in Bantha stew.
Yeah.
They're going to need that for energy.
The Bantha surprise. Yeah,
The Bantha surprise. The final ingredient is just, you know, loads and loads of Wookiee special surprise. You know?
Do you think they use that for seasoning? Do you think like the mom just takes the pot over to the giant cum chandelier and then just kind of like scrapes it into the pot?
It melts. Oh, it melts on the stove.
Yeah, you hit it with a blowtorch.
It's like Wookiee butter.
Creme brulee, but it just drips down.
Wookiee butter. Where am I going to get Wookiee butter at this hour?
Oh. All right, I'm looking up some stuff on the internet right now.
Why? Why are you doing that?
Because I'm curious how other people view it. Yeah, and they're definitely, bigger.
Yeah,
they're big boys.
Honestly, though,
I should be jealous.
Like, what does it say about me? I don't think I ever have more comments than when we're talking about like a random alien species, like sexual anatomy.
Well, I know. Just so you know, Ithorians take up to 6 hours to get hard. It's a big old boy. So
damn. Okay, is this canon?
Yeah, they show off.
What is it like cooking a turkey on Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
I don't know very much about Ithorians. Now I feel like I'm going to deep dive tonight into Ithorian anatomy.
Listen to episode insert here of the Clone Cast. Where I said
what's that rule? What's that internet rule? If it exists, there's porn
rule
of it.
34?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah. I told the Authorian that we're going to have him on the show and do a very deep dive into Authorian stuff. So all of this will be covered. I'm taking notes right now.
I 100% want to. Can you guys just have me on just for the sex segment?
Sure. Oh.
Like, I'll just pop in and I'll be like, so let's talk about some Authorian dick.
Honestly, I'd like to do a segment on how Watto fucks, but I haven't found any info yet.
Oh, I'm sure it's out there somewhere. Got to dig deeper.
Oh, Watto fucks?
It's on the dark web. It's on the dark web.
You don't want to go into that Toydarian. You don't want to get into the Toydarian.
I imagine something pops out and one of them dies, or they come on something that's already.
Oh, they 100% kill their mates, like 100%, like Toydarian. And it's not even like a biological like kind of thing. It's like they have sex and then they just behead each other or something along those lines. But it, with like a knife, like it's not even like an organic thing where they have like a stinger that they poke with.
No. I think they roll a chance cube, maybe.
Well, that'd be interesting. Who's gonna die?
Oh, it's the mom.
The poor woman Toydarian like hasn't had an orgasm, but has won like five chance rolls in a row.
One
finally
like,
just
the
loses
Toydarian
the chance roll.
Female orgasm is a myth. They don't exist.
Imagine a weird like sex D&D.
Oh God.
Anyway, all right,
just various species, and you just roll for like. Are you gonna orgasm? Roll 20.
Sebulba gives Watto a rim job. Roll a d20.
I just looked up.
Oh God!
I just looked up sex Toydarian, thinking that that would do something. And the first response is there's a Star Wars erotica wiki.
Of course there is.
So
damn.
Be careful. Be careful.
How
about
you get any Star Wars cock? Fucking molded into whatever.
I am not surprised. Have you guys seen the there's like some website, I forgot what it's called, and it makes like weird makes like weird like fantasy dildos. So they have like one that's like fucking like 12 inches long and it's like a bunch of tentacles and like and then they have
I'm
one that looks
Google
like a
fantasy dildo.
They have one that looks like a fucking dragon. Like there's a bunch
there's
of crazy
shit. There's a bunch
shit
on Etsy here.
And I feel like there's absolutely...
Holy cow! This goes inside of something?
There's absolutely Star Wars ones, like 100%.
This thing's the size of this guy's torso!
There's a bunch on Etsy. I love that.
It's fucking crazy. Unfortunately for all of us, you guys didn't actually know me when I was, like, really heavy on, like, Star Wars shitpost Twitter. This was, like... I think around, like, Last Jedi time period. So... But literally, I remember I created a whole theory about how Gungan, like, sexual anatomy works, and it involved, like, beehive pussies, and it was just, fucking wild.
All right, we
got to
connect offline. We got to connect offline to do something with this.
Oh, God. If anybody's listening to this still.
Yeah, we should probably cut some of that out, maybe.
Maybe, we need, like, our own Patreon or something to put
yeah,
bonus
we cut
coverage
that
in there.
Bit out.
I don't think we should cut any of this out. I think this is the perfect time for us to now create a Patreon and link it at the end of this podcast.
There you go.
So if I zoned out there for a minute, it's because I was looking up, I was testing Rule 34, and I looked up Babu Frick porn.
Oh, God. Is he getting
I didn't see anything good for Babu Frick.
Oh, you're not looking in the right place. Hold on.
I did see Zori Bliss and Rey having a lot of sex.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, that was my. You saw my post.
That's my blog.
Have you guys ever heard of the superior Star Wars ship Snay?
No.
AKA Snoke and Rey.
Oh God!
Oh, I bet Snoke's got a real robotic-looking penis.
I don't remember like
Snowy.
I think, I don't know if we, back when we were heavy in Star Wars Twitter, I don't know if we single-handedly invented this ship, or if we just, like, thought of it, and it had already been thought of, but, like, there ended up being, like, Snay fan art, and, like, all kinds of crazy
oh,
shit.
Oh, no, Snay!
It was so fucking funny, like, I can't.
I can think of some terrible images of his cut-in-half body. With Rey.
It was wild. I even made a
Kylo Ren cucking in the sidelines.
Yeah, I made like a second account. It was called like Darth Snooki, and it was the the picture for it was like a photo, like a really shitty Photoshop image of Snoke, and then it was Snooki from Jersey Shore's head, like on his body.
I need to make an account and get in on that stuff.
Like we had a great time back then. We had a fantastic time.
So Life Day.
Let's wrap up this shit.
Yeah, so they show up and everybody's happy that Chewbacca made it after they greet Han for 5 minutes. Then
yeah, Han
finally
kills that guy with his cunning.
That felt a little cultist or something. I don't know. It felt like, I think you've mentioned growing up Catholic maybe, but I grew up Catholic. You would go to like spend the night at a friend's house or something, and they'd be like, oh, we're going to go to church. And you'd go to their church, and it was more a little more new agey, and they had like a fucking rock band like nobody genuflected and shit. And it was weird. It was like, what's going on? I'm used to this boring traditional thing that you can set your watch to. That's what Life Day felt like. I was like, what the fuck is going on in this ceremony? It's so bizarre. They got those red robes on. I didn't understand any of it.
Yeah, but then Leia shows up and sings a song that like kind of must be like a new wrinkle into Life Day.
Yeah.
It's like she's putting her own spin on Life Day. I'm sure there was like a few crotchety old Wookiees who were just like, this country's falling apart. And then just, you know, like stormed out of the Life Day celebration because Leia sang a song. They let a human talk.
I like how they're all back in their A New Hope outfits, too. Like, no, get back in the costumes from the beginning of A New Hope.
It was basically like a rehash of the medal celebration, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was. So that's the thing. Did you catch the long, like, stare? So Chewie's, like, reminiscing about all the things that happened in A New Hope. And there's this cold stare where he's thinking about the throne room. And he's like, did give me a
with
fucking
my
medal.
Fuck.
With my fucking medal.
You God. Fucking specious bitches. You fucking sons of bitches.
He did get to do the growl, though, that got everybody to, like, turn.
Yeah.
My favorite part of the last scene is the look on fucking Harrison Ford's face when Leia starts singing. She's like, oh,
are we done?
Me.
Here I am. Yeah, let's
here
wrap
I
it up.
Am. I got to stand here for this.
Hey, Carrie Fisher apparently wanted that.
That's what I say.
At that period of time, based on Carrie's autobiography,
he
was probably like, damn, I already got to hear this bitch sing in the shower.
Yeah, like, goddamn, I hear it every morning.
He's like, yeah, if I want to continue having sex with her, I'm going to have to put up with this. So,
what a sacrifice he made.
Yep.
And what a sacrifice we made watching this turd.
I gave it a 7 out of 10.
Just to bring the fans, all four of them, fantastic content.
Yeah. 7 out of 10. Athorian, check. R2-D2, check.
Yep.
First of all, the R2-D2 was like a subpar R2-D2, like a plastic R2-D2. Yeah.
Yeah. It definitely wasn't the on-screen
movie.
No.
That
one
was not movie.
The Empire Strikes Back already.
Yeah, it was not movie quality.
It was a prototype. Sure. Like you can use this one. George Lucas is like, you can use these things. This is the like the shit in the back of the warehouse.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have this R2-D2 fucking aluminum foil and blue crayon we made. Put that thing in there.
There you go.
Did he smoke or was it just the X-Wing that smoked? He just went like I don't remember. I love that little shit. Love you, R2.
Well, should we get to the listener questions? You want to do those real quick?
Oh, yeah.
We got a couple.
Well, come on, hold on.
Oh, sorry.
Come on. What do we all think overall? What are we feeling about the special here?
So you get 7 out of 10?
Yeah, I'll give it a 7.
Okay.
Probably the highest.
Easy to please.
Yeah, I'm easy.
It has an Athorian. That's 6 points out of that. Yeah,
that's all it took. And then the R2 bonus plus 1. That's all it got.
Honest to God, like, I'm not gonna lie, like, I found it actually like as painful. If you can feel physical pain from watching something, this was it. Like, I fucking hated it. I really fucking hated it. I honest to God thought it was the biggest piece of shit I've ever watched. It was so fucking stupid. I'm giving it a 0 out of 10. It is basically like a jar. 0. Well, I'll give it a 0.5 just because it had the Tim and Eric skit that wasn't a Tim and Eric skit. But it was bad. It was fucking terrible. That's
fair.
Me.
Michaela?
I think I'm going to say 3 out of 10, which might be slightly generous because I watched it when I was super crossfaded. So I think that made it at least kind of like enjoyable in like a funny way. I think if I would have watched it completely sober, I also didn't finish the whole thing. So that might also be part of my slightly higher rating than Tom, but it was like fun to watch really high, like with Laura. So three out of 10 just for that pretty much. And then,
yeah, I guess if I watch it with somebody else, it might be better. If you just watch it with somebody and get high, that might be better.
Do you want to watch it on our honeymoon, Tom?
Yeah, ask your next Bumble date if they want to do the holiday special.
Hey, so do you like Christmas?
You like holidays? You son of a bitch.
What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Hey, baby, I know what you were expecting, but this is what we're going to do.
I know you wanted to watch Home Alone, but check this shit out.
Hey, I know I said Netflix and chill, but we're going to watch Holiday Special in 480i on YouTube. 20 frames per second.
I know I said Netflix and chill, but what I really meant was
chloroform rag.
What I really meant was acid in the Star Wars Christmas special.
Yeah. YouTube and
low grade YouTube and chill discuss Wookiee cock size. Let's go, baby.
If I watched that on mushrooms, I think my whole life view would have been skewed. Holy cow. Thank
Probably.
God. All right, Matt, what do you think, Matt?
I've gone back and forth between a 1 and a 2. I'm going to go 2 only because it's fun to make fun of. But it wasn't even like so bad it's good to watch. Like, it was just bad and just weird. Right. Just like, what the hell is? Where did this come from?
It's great.
So,
all right. So that means,
I'll say 1.5 then.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's bad. All right,
so the average rating from the Padawans is 0.325. Fucking Athorian just throwing it off. 7. Oh, it has an Athorian?
I actually love that because that just makes me right. So.
Yeah, you're actually spot on. Okay, so a 0.325 is our average rating for... I'll have to get Adams. He was hoping to be here for this, but he was unable to make it. So we'll have to get Adams rating on it.
Yeah, it's like you can't read.
Yeah. He's a fucking moron!
Moron!
Okay, so we do have a couple of listener questions that wrote in. Legendary Star Wars poster Garrick, that guy Garrick, wrote in. What are y'all's holiday traditions? I actually said y'all. I was gonna say you all, but I'm gonna respect the Southern dialect. What are y'all's holiday traditions? Any specific movies, games, or stories you like or stick out in your mind this time of year? Well, I can tell you one thing. This movie is not going to be part of my future holiday traditions.
You say that now.
I'm a Christmas vacation guy, and I know there's been some discourse that it's not actually funny, which is fucking horseshit. Cousin Eddie is probably the funniest fucking character in film history.
Shitter's full.
Oh, yeah.
Shitter's full. That's all you need to know. Yeah. Randy, and he's fucking insane now, too, which makes it even better.
Because
He's literally on par as a real human being.
Trying to cross the border a few years ago.
Oh boy.
Hell yeah. So Christmas vacation is my Christmas go-to. And of course, Home Alone, and I cry every single time. So those are mine. Does anybody have any holiday traditions or movies?
My tradition is getting bombed on gin fizzes and hoping my dad doesn't bring up politics.
What's a gin fizz?
I'll send you the recipe. It's my brother describes it as a alcoholic powdered donut.
I'll
send it to you.
Does it get all over me? Is that why?
We should all make those on the next Padawan's collab episode. Just everybody get drunk on
I'll
those.
Send you the, yeah, I'll send you the ingredients. There's way too many ingredients, but I'll send it to you.
Authorian interest peaked.
Yeah. My holiday tradition, the most common one, is happened today. Every Easter and Christmas, my aunt gives me a box of mini Slim Jims. Look at these bad bitches.
Look at all that sodium.
And
it's
going
to last them so long.
It would kill me if I ate them, but I love it. And then she also gives me like $50 to $100. So today I got this box of Slim Jims and a couple hundred dollars. And wow, what a day it was.
You also got to listen to the faint noises of your aunt and your mom getting their assholes blasted.
That's right. They also got their assholes blasted.
I call that a fair trade.
I mean, if they eat a Slim Jim, they're going to need that bidet. You got to blast down if you eat those Slim
Jims. It's a bidot, Tom.
This started in high school. So when I was in high school, we used to just sit in my room and get stoned. So we'd open it up and just throw them all over the room. And then throughout the year, we'd find Slim Jims tucked in different corners. Now, if I eat one, I'm just in bad shape for days. So
oh my God.
I don't have the heart to tell her I don't want them anymore. So she gets them for me every time. You think anyone will buy them on eBay or something?
Probably. Fuck it. We should, like I said, we should make a fucking Patreon and we should just sell Ben Slim Jims.
Yeah, this is our new
We'll all autograph a Slim Jim. If you guys sub to the Patreon tier 3, you'll get an autographed Slim Jim from me.
We're no longer supporting the Clashing Sabers fundraiser. We're now supporting, we're starting our own fundraiser, which is buy a Slim Jim from the Padawan.
As I've always said, fuck them kids.
$1 a piece, so we could raise $120 for charity if people just want to buy some of these fucking mini Slim Jims.
Why not?
The new holiday tradition.
I have a friend who does, he works in advertising, and he was doing a pitch for Slim Jim, and he had this pitch.
What?
So when Randy Savage died, he pitched this idea of him being lowered into the ground, and people... and people throwing Slim Jims instead of roses on top.
Amazing!
They didn't go for it.
Fucking amazing! I'll bring to Randy's funeral right here. I'll toss them all on.
The best fucking commercial of all time, like, and that's including
when
like
that
have
son
you guys
of a bitch die?
I feel like 2006.
Have you guys ever watched like the weird, like Australian, like fucking infomercials? Like it's. They're like after school commercials for like kids. They're like warnings. And like they have some crazy fucking shit. And I feel like they always have like the Grim Reaper in them. And it's just insane.
Oh, no. Don't eat a whole box of mini Slim Jims.
I'm going to find some and I'm going to send them to the fucking Discord. But oh my God. That is so fucking funny. My holiday traditions. I do Christmas and Hanukkah because of my family. I obviously like Hanukkah is very traditional and lighting the menorah and all that nonsense. I bake pies usually around the holidays. I usually do a Harry Potter rewatch. I kind of stopped doing that after the whole J.K. Rowling trans shit. But I have them on DVD, so it's fine. She can't profit off them anymore. I usually watch one of the trilogies, usually the prequels, around Christmas and get Chinese food. And nice. I think those are probably like my faves, my fave traditions.
Nice.
That's a good one. So, you know, our holiday traditions are varied. We have, three of us have fairly standard traditions, whereas the Authorian is throwing Slim Jims all over his room.
Hey, honestly, what would be better than being high as fuck in, like, June and then just finding a Slim Jim that you threw on the ground?
Yeah,
like,
that's the thing, right? You're sitting in your... Imagine being in high school, right? We're all fucking stoned to the bejesus belt listening to my record Boston 2 or whatever we're listening to, right?
Boston 2?
And somebody's just like, man, I'm fucking hungry. And then Ben's
just
over here like,
Don't
bro,
look
find,
back by Boston.
Find
like,
some fucking
hey, bro,
Slim Jims.
Stick your fucking hand behind your ass and just reach in that fucking love seat that has a pull-out bed in there. Oh,
jackpot.
Oh!
It's like finding the fucking Holy Grail. Like,
and then Don't Be Afraid of Love kicks on by Boston and your whole life has changed. You guys ever heard Boston 2? It's just as good as Boston.
I feel like what I really want is a real-life Padawans meetup where we just go to Ben's house and he just hides Slim Jims all over the house.
Yeah, come on over. We'll do
an
Easter egg Slim Jim hunt.
Oh,
whoever finds the most Slim Jims gets the prize.
Yeah, dude, Easter egg hunts. Slim Jim hunts just
like
blazed out of our minds.
You're going to like that?
I know some of you have children and shit, but like, fuck your families. We're going to Ben's house for Easter.
I'm going to have a family one day and my kids are going to eat nothing but Slim Jims.
Hell yeah.
From age 0 to 10. Slim Jims and nothing else. I'll liquefy them with breast milk. I'll make a smoothie.
Severe gastro distress at age 7. Yeah, he's been in the ER 15 times this year.
Ben's fucking inside of his septic tank is going to look like that fucking blood ocean.
Oh, gross.
Oh, man. Okay. All right, so another question from listeners. You can turn one live-action segment of the Star Wars Holiday Special into a full movie or series. What are you picking? And that is from our friends at the Yet Another Star Wars Podcast. I don't know. I would probably say the itchy masturbation scene, I think, would be the most unique thing to plop into something. That would be my choice, I guess.
Oh, we get to see below the tits.
Yeah, I want some full frontal itchy masturbation because I have so many questions.
Those fucking ropes are shooting, baby.
Yeah, that's what I'm going with.
I want to see that cum chandelier.
Yeah, chandelier that makes its way into the Bantha soup.
Pan
fuck
up.
Fuck that. I want like a PlayStation VR game based around that entire masturbatory experience.
Oh my god,
man! Didn't you guys have VR sets? I can't imagine watching VR porn and being able to get hard. Imagine if someone walked in on you when you had that thing on your head.
Honestly, though, like. I feel like if they did, you probably wouldn't hear them come in because you're wearing like a headset
and
everything.
That's the issue.
Yeah.
So I feel like they would open the door, they'd be like, ooh, and then they just shut
it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So
you never know if somebody walks in on you.
You wouldn't even have to know.
That's why you have to go.
Where are you doing this VR that has someone that's going to record you doing this, unless it's like maybe you're like your significant other because they think it's hilarious and then just like holds it over you for the rest of your life?
You're rolling the dice, though.
You are. You know how they say never wake up a sleepwalker? Never. Never.
Never interrupt someone getting off to VR.
They will get
exactly.
angry
Same
and
rule.
Aggressive.
Yeah, yep. If you
they
walk
will,
in, it's just the Grandpa Simpson gif where he walks in and he just immediately walks out.
If you
yeah.
interrupt my VR orgasm, you better be ready to finish it yourself.
Just imagine, though, like the odd dynamics that would bring into a relationship if somebody like walked in on you VR masturbating and you had. So you have no idea that they know.
Like,
so you're just going about normal. But they have like now viewed you in a completely different
light.
Yeah,
they're like, I saw your vinegar strokes to Sailor Moon the other day.
How long does it take before they actually tell you? Like, it's like a year later. You're drinking one night. By the way, I walked in on you.
Well, if you live in a
it's
real
like Christmas, it's like, oh yeah, you didn't get me the fucking air fryer I wanted. Were you too busy fucking stroking it to Sailor Moon? Your VR.
I feel like you're hyper specific on this Sailor Moon.
I don't know. You ever seen the VR voice chat? They all look like Sailor Moon to me. That's all. Like, all the anime girls I think are from Sailor Moon. I'm not a big anime guy.
Okay, so wait, hold on. What was the fucking question?
If you could turn one segment into a full movie or series, what would it be? So yeah, I want a series on itchy masturbating. we need 6 episodes, a limited run.
Imagine like the concept of that though, like some kind of weird reality show where someone has to do like a VR adventure to get off.
Oh no.
It's like timed. So it's like you have like a weird VR obstacle course then you're getting fucking timed for it, and then like the fucking grand prize is like some fucking like weird like sex robot.
It's like a VR like monkey ball where like once you hit the end you pass the finish line on these various you just shoot loads.
Yeah,
like, that'd be great.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking.
Hosted by the lady who did the weakest link around here.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Okay. So yeah, the question. Anything? Does anybody?
I can't follow that up.
The only thing that I really vividly remember from the entire thing is that masturbation scene.
Well, yeah. Everybody wants a Cheers spinoff.
I was going to say that too.
MoMA and B. Arthur. And this episode clearly is the episode where Norm gets locked into the bar when he's in the bathroom overnight. And he goes, oh, shit, I guess I'm stuck in the bar. He just starts pouring himself beers. I want to see that. I want to see the MoMA Nate Don in the Cantina Cheers episodes.
That would be fun. I feel like it'd also be really terrible but fun to watch, like a sitcom, just like a Wookiee like home sitcom. Like think like Roseanne, but it's just like a Wookiee family.
And you don't understand anything. There's no
You can't understand shit. There's no subtitles.
Yeah.
People tell me I look like John Goodman a lot, so I hate Roseanne.
Bro.
Could you imagine the person running the laugh track for the Wookiee show? They're like, now? Like, I don't know what's funny.
I don't know.
You know what it would be is they could just take the first 20 minutes of this fucking thing and just re-air it every week as a new episode with different laugh tracks.
No idea.
And everybody, probably take at least 4 to 5 weeks before people started catching. Like, I think they're just showing us the same video footage
like one
over
episode there's
again.
A fish tank in the background, and another episode is like a trampoline, and they're like, is this the same episode?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
You could change little things up and people would have no fucking clue. So, I mean, it would be a gold mine if it was actually entertaining, that's for sure.
What do you mean actually?
Well, I mean, you liked it, 7 out of 10.
Yeah, Ben's over here with that 7 out of 10 rating.
7 out of 10. It has a Ad Mo Monet nod. Wookiee lipstick wang.
The title of the show is just... God damn it, Itchy.
Oops, I did it again. Oh, shit, I got the fucking fantasy dildos pulled up on my browser here. Shit. I was trying to check my notes.
Should we wrap up then so you can...
Ben's about to buy himself an 18-inch long Draken dildo.
Yeah. As long as it can stick to the wall, I think I might be a taker. But if it's free form, I can't handle it.
You gotta get those ones that can stick to the shower wall.
Oh,
those are the best kind.
Oh, no.
Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Oh, yeah. Are we done? Is this it?
I think it might be.
Were there any more listener questions?
No, we had the...
No, shit.
Star Wars. We had how much cum could the volcano guy fit in his head, and then...
I think 3 gallons.
At least 3 pitchers worth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Well, this really went off the rails. I'm sorry. Everyone. It's my holiday party.
Guys, I just had an incredible revelation. So, you know the, like, water coolers, and they get the whole 3-gallon jug put over their head, onto the thing as a spout?
No.
You could do a giant jug of cum onto this guy's head.
Yep, that's where I thought this was going.
I wonder if you could just use his mouth as a spout. Like, you could just, like, pull his chin down, and it just cum pours out.
Come out of his mouth? Does he have, like, the hot and cold setting in case I want to make, like, a tea or a hot chocolate?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, good. Fucking hell, this went off the rails.
Huh? It did. I think we're done.
Yep. Oh, God, stop saying that!
Oh, my God.
That's just math. It's the itchy mist.
Fucking hell.
For those who can't see, Tom just shared what looked at like a hollowed out corpse head.
It's just the itchy mask and like... The fucking Smithsonian or whatever. It just looks like
the Smithsonian.
It's the remnants.
Oh, honestly, God. Though, how much is that?
I don't know.
One, for sure.
That's a good giveaway item. Oh,
so,
God.
So, guys, Tom and I just had a private discussion over text, and we've decided that on our wedding registry, it's just the Itchy Wookie mask, so everyone better save up.
That's how you get in. We don't want gifts. We just want itchy masks.
We need it for
and
foreplay
if you don't
purposes,
have an itchy mask, you can't
so
get in.
So, everyone jot that down.
Yeah. We're going to need a lot of them.
Yeah,
we're going to need
like,
a lot of them.
So many. So many.
Jesus.
We're going to toss in a volcano head. Got to get that guy in there.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Fondue
he's
volcano
the officiant.
Head set.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the officiant of the wedding is volcano head. So make sure to bring warm piss to dump into his fucking skull.
Bring in whatever warm liquids you want to dump into someone.
Oh, my God. I just realized he doesn't need to be the officiant. He should be the chocolate fountain.
Dip your strawberry and whatever concoctions in there.
I kind of wanted a Thorian historian to officiate anyways, so this works out great. We can have Volcano Man Chocolate Fountain.
Yeah, put this, where is he? There he is, over here, this way.
Yeah, we're gonna need you to get a lobotomy, actually. It needs to be authentic. You guys gotta get your head hollowed out.
Fair enough. fill me up with whatever goo you have.
All you're able to do as an officiant is just this like low hum, just.
We should close this fucking thing out.
Everyone is just crying. Like, oh my god, Ben, that was so beautiful.
he's just drawling on for like 6 hours straight. Well, this was the end of the Padawans Podcasting Network, so we're glad you could join us
for our finale for episode.
Song. We're never doing anything.
We're never
else.
Coming back.
Too much Wookiee cock talk. It's over.
We're
now.
All gonna go into Ooh. Hiding after this.
Wait, do you think the Wookiees do an Ookie Cookie knockoff called Wookie Cookie?
I don't know, but I think I just found the title of the episode, and it's Wookiee cock talk. That's Wookiee a great fucking title.
All right, hey. Happy holidays to whatever y'all celebrate out there. And if you made it this far, you're
man,
fucked.
Man, if you made it this far, that's impressive.
You're a real hero. So, yeah. How many people do you think will make it through the whole way? The Thorian Historian, one.
Twice.
Yeah. Twice, a couple times.
Yeah, this is a couple time. Listen for him.
Not many, but we'll not see. Many. We'll see how
there's
things,
truly
see stats
no.
On
there's
that.
There's truly no way anyone is listening to this in one go. Like,
yeah.
I have to edit the fucker, so you know I'm listening to it.
Yeah, good luck to that.
Godspeed, Matt.
At least one more then.
Don't just make sure they match up and just post it and run. That's it. That's all you got
to
do.
I do have a question. I do have a question though. Is this like is this a me thing? Or has this only been this chaotic and long when I'm on this podcast? Because I think
the first one. What did we talk about the first one? I can't remember now.
I think they've slowly been getting more chaotic as we've gotten comfortable with each other. I think
we did like an intro to us and like we did a few topics. We talked like like Bad Batch. We talked about a bunch of things. We had like two or three different topics.
I'm just saying, like, this has, like, big...
How big is Hunter's cock? That's what it would be now.
Oh, my God. No,
these
are just so long and chaotic. It's exactly like fucking Jar Jar thing. So I'm just like, I just am ruining this, probably.
No. This is the only way we get to hear you right now, so...
That's right. Yeah. Everyone's tuning in
this
just
is,
for
this
you.
This is actually going to be... This is the newest episode... This is the latest episode of the Jar Jar Thinks podcast, so there you go.
Might need to break it up into three parts.
Maybe I just need new co-hosts. Mine are kind of flaky. Love them, but goddamn.
Really quickly, I'll say it. On Twitter, at Padawans, email padawanspod@gmail.com and anchor.fm/padawans. I got my job done.
That's right. And send me your address. I'll send you Slim Jim.
Hell yeah.
There you go.
Okay, well... Yeah, I think that's a good place to leave it. We will see you all for Volume 4 of the Padawans, assuming, I don't know, they don't close our feeds down after this. So.
Assuming we all don't kill ourselves out of shame after this. Yeah.
I'm going to go cleanse myself with some Taco Bell. So. All
right.
Ooh, yeah. Godspeed. Chalupa.
I'm going to go VR masturbate. It was nice. It's been real, guys.
Oh, yeah. Let me. Yeah, good luck.
Well, we wish you all a very merry and horny holidays. Take care, all of you Padawans faithful.
Good night, but not goodbye.